You look at it, I'm sure there were a lot of firsts through this playoff run for you, including maybe what happened last night. You know, have you been even been able to process it yet, like your experience this season and your experience here through the playoffs?
Yeah, last night sucks. I mean, it still sucks. It's part of the game, but there's obviously a ton of positives and firsts that you can look on throughout the off season and as a whole and as a group build off of. I think it's the expectation's been set now for who we are as a group, and I think a lot of us experiencing our first in many ways this year is going to help us down the road.
Josh, when you look at this series, I'm sure there's so many what-ifs in all of your minds, right down to overtime of Game 7. The biggest thing that jumps out at me initially is, what's your thought on losing three in a row at home to that team, including Game 5 and 7? Is that almost inconceivable to think about that could have happened?
Yeah, I think with where we were at, and it sucks that you lose Game 7 like that, and a lot of that's on us for not being better earlier in the series, I think, and not doing our job at home and making sure that we won a game or two earlier in the series at home, then we wouldn't have been in a position like last night. So it's something that you do have to learn and learn how to handle your emotions as a young team at home, and maybe that was part of it for us, is you get a little bit too high and low at home, and on the road you don't have as much of that. So it's all, I think, stepping stones for our group and in the right direction. But yeah, you can't lose three games at home in a best of seven.
What was it like walking in here this morning? I mean, every team at the end of every season in every sport knows that the same group's not going to come back like man for man. I mean, and what this group was able to accomplish, like how hard was it last night in the room and this morning walking in, just knowing, you know, this group won't be back as it's currently constructed?
Yeah, I think you got a lot of people that you've gotten close to, that there's a chance that not everyone's back. Obviously, that's the reality of professional sports. Is we're in a position where we're pretty fortunate to have as much depth as we have, and a lot of guys and young guys coming up, and that's one of the strengths of our group. But like you said, it's there's a lot of what ifs heading now into the off season that as a group you can kind of push away when you're playing, and then 1 second later it's the season's over, and now those questions are glaring in your face, and you got a lot of friends and people that you've grown with this year that, yeah, like you said, there's no team is ever the exact same the next year. So that's the harsh reality of sports.
Josh, you know, even though, like you said, the makeup of the team will probably be a little different next season, what does this team need to do to go from building success, becoming a playoff team this year, to sustaining that culture and the expectation of being a perennial playoff contender?
Yeah, that's on us now moving forward. I think on everyone in that room. We want to be a team that's in the playoffs every year. I think that's everyone's goal, obviously, but to kind of experience that and to experience what the playoffs are like and experience minor successes in the playoffs is something that you have to build off of. I mean, you're a goal away from going to the conference finals, and that's something that you have to build off as a group. There's the element of confidence in our room now, like heading into next year, that there isn't that. I don't know if it's the lack of confidence we had coming into this year, where you don't really know who you are as a team, or now we know what we are and who we are and what we can be. So there's just a different element heading into the off season and heading into next year than obviously there was this year. And I think that in itself is part of the culture that you need to build, is we have that expectation to not only be a playoff team, but to be a team that no one wants to play a team that if we're coming into your building, you're coming to Buffalo, you're in for a tough night.
I know you touched on it a bit, but down the road, when you think back on this season, what will you remember most about kind of the bonds, the closeness, and the culture you guys established just as a group of guys in that room this season?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun together. I think that's part of the reason is no one in that room wanted it to end, and we enjoy being together and enjoy little mornings like this, getting up and coming to the rink and talking, and it makes the summer quite a bit longer when you're with a group that enjoys being together, and you'll obviously keep in touch, but it's a year that's allowed me to grow as a player in person, and I think a lot of guys in that room, you've started to kind of see who they are as people and players as well, and that's allowed us to be successful. So there's a lot of good memories, obviously, getting here in the end of August, early September. I don't know if there was a lot of people that were putting us in contention to be where we were this year. So it takes a lot as a group to grow together and put yourself in that position. And I think that speaks highly of how close of a knitted group we had.
Hey, Josh, along those same lines back here is, you know, going back to when you guys win 10 in a row and things start rolling, you come off the Olympic break, the success continues, and you see the city, the fan base get kind of invigorated that good hockey is back here. I'm just curious, is inside the locker room, how much of this group rally around that fact, and how much do you guys embrace the excitement, the buzz that you guys were all creating?
Yeah, it's cool to see. I think it was nice to obviously make the playoffs and see the city build around hockey again. It's one of those things where it hopefully next year it's we're in a spot now to where there isn't the doubt of, are these guys legit? And I think that's obviously comes with the past, but it was cool to see the city grow around the idea that as heartbroken as the city's been over hockey, it's nice to kind of see it start to heal in a way of we got playoff hockey, and now we're heading into the off season and people are excited about what we do and where we're at, rather than the talk of who's going to be here next year, who's not. It's who's going to come in and help us win. So it's a good feeling, and coming back from the All-Star break, your Olympic break, knowing that we were in a playoff push was something where you could see the city start to grow together with hockey again. And even heading into the playoffs, you see the support that fans showed out every night for us, and it was cool to see.
Josh, what you know, when you came here, with one of your best friends, and you know, probably had visions for how that was going to look. And I'm curious, just as his friend, what it was like to see Kesselring go through kind of the year that he did. And you know, obviously, I know it was just hard for him to be watching a lot of these games.
Yeah, he's Mike and I were pretty close. So this year, obviously, was a hard year on him with the lack of strength, I think, in his leg at times, where he's a mobile defenseman, and when he gets hurt the way that he did a couple times, and it just weird, freaky ways, is hard on him. And I think he's hard on himself, which doesn't always help that, where he beats himself up for not being at his best when he's trying to be. And it's something we had a lot of long conversations. I think seeing the team have success allowed him to be more comfortable in the fact that everything was kind of going to be okay, and hop on that support role of just being there to help guys out when needed. But I think early on in the year when we were losing and he wasn't able to play, it was eating at him pretty good. So he's someone that I've obviously grown really close to throughout my pro career, and someone that I got a ton of respect for trying to play through injuries throughout the year. It's hard to do at times, especially with the injuries he had, but he's someone that I lean on for sure with how my season went, and someone that I don't think I'd be where I'm at today without him the last couple of years.
Josh, you personally, how would you evaluate your first season with the Sabres, your personal contributions, and how do you build upon that to prepare for next season?
Yeah, I think it's we've talked, my family and I, about, I think, putting points and stats aside and having goals of just how I feel as a player on the ice is the main focal point. I think there's hundreds of ways that I can be better next year, and we'll take a look at that as myself, and obviously I'll watch video and stuff with my old man about it to kind of see and grow my game in the same way that I did last year to this year. So there's little things that I'll watch and try to pick up on and take my game to another level. But it was a really exciting first year, and a year that if you would have told me in the end of June last year after getting traded here that it was how the year was going to go, I think I'd be not shocked but pretty excited about. And I got a credit to my mom and sisters for being so positive throughout the summer and the year and kind of pushing me into the idea that it was possible to have a year like this. And but yeah, there's a lot of growth I think still to be had in my game and a maturity that being good on every night is something that I have to work on.
Josh, how did you come through the year physically? Probably the most hockey I think you've played in a season, first time coming to the playoffs. Like, how the body hold up?
Yeah, you're always going to be banged up for majority of the year. I think that's if you want to take pride in playing a game that's in on the forecheck and around the net, you're going to take some bumps and bruises. It's part of the game. I think you get to this point in the playoffs, the odds of you being healthy are pretty slim. So it was nice to kind of experience. I think we played with the regular season playoffs 95 games, and probably with preseason close to 100 this year. So it's something that your body can't really train or prepare for until you've done it. So I think that's another thing that for our group is something, and for myself to learn from, is how to manage a 95 game season, because I think with where we're at, the expectation is to play 95 plus moving forward and be in a position where your body's gonna have to go through that.
Josh, you mentioned your growth as a player in person, just you as a guy, how are you a different guy than you were when you showed up here maybe 9 months ago?
Yeah, I think it comes with the confidence of feeling like you'd be an NHL player, where in the past you kind of come in and you've been back and forth between the AHL and the NHL, and not that you don't have the confidence of having a major voice, but you can build off of being a guy that's now been around and help guys that are kind of going through similar things that you went through. Like obviously Consta coming in and helping us in the playoffs, and Osti at the beginning of the year having to start or play some games in the AHL is not always easy, especially when a guy like that comes in and has success right away. So being more of a leader in a way of talking and not handling but working with those guys and making sure they're taking the right steps, because obviously they're two guys particularly that are pretty good hockey players and guys that we're going to lean on for a long time. So there's going to be more of that, I think, moving forward. With you're always going to have young guys coming in and out, and that's something where being in a position where I was, where you're going to have to help them out in a way, but just the maturity of taking on a little bit more of not a leadership role, but someone that the team can lean on, guys can lean on, and feeling more comfortable in a room.